Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tune in radio. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to demonstrate a fantastic application for the iPhone. It is called TuneIn Radio. It gives you access not only to a lot of local stations, hopefully in your area, but also to internet radio and podcasts. It also integrates with a website called Radio Time. And if you have a Radio Time account, it will allow you to make lists of your favorite radio stations, share them with other Radio Time subscribers, and do some other things. Additionally, if you go to radiotime.com, you can find a list of all the stations that are supported and what they're playing. Also, you can find out all the digital players that that TuneIn Radio is compatible with. It is even compatible with the Roku player that Rodney wants so much. And so that's what you can do with Radio Time. The app is not free. It costs $1.99 in the iTunes App Store, the Apple App Store, whatever you want to call it. But I think it's really worth it. It is also 100% accessible. All of the buttons, as far as I know, are clearly labeled. Very easy to use. I'll show you how to use it.
356. Slide to unlock.
Right now.
TuneIn Radio. Audio Mirror FM. Back. Back button.
I was at a radio station.
Button.
And I'm going to go back because I want to show you the dock, the application. When you open it up, it will take you to where you were when you left. So there's really not a whole lot to installing it. All you need to do is, of course, search for TuneIn Radio, purchase it, and it will install it for you. Once you install it, it asks you if it can use your location. And if you say yes, then when you go into it, it will pull up lists of your local radio stations based on the location that you've entered. I'm not sure if when you change locations, it will know or not, or ask you if you want to use a different location. Haven't figured that out yet, but it does allow you to, it does set up your local radio stations that way.
Selected. Bookmarks. Button.
There is a simple dock at the bottom of the screen, and that's what I'll go to first, because the information, the rest of it will change, but the dock pretty much stays the same. You've got bookmarks.
Browse button.
You can browse through a list of stations.
Recordings button.
You can browse through your recordings.
Account button.
Account, that allows you to interact with your Radio Time account. The more I hear about that, the more I think I may set one up.
Web button.
And website. This is interesting if for some reason a station you want is not in their list. When you search for it with browse, you can pull up the web and it brings up a little mini web browser and you can type in an address. Like say I wanted to look for the Legend Internet Radio Station. And I knew the web address, legend-oldies.com. I could type it in. If it was a supported station, you could hit listen. When you get to the website, it'll pull up the site. And then once you're listening to it, then you can bookmark it just like you would any other TuneIn radio station you want to bookmark. Let's go under Browse because that's where you'll probably do most of your searching.
Recordings. Browse. Button. Selected. Search results. Audio mirror. Back. Back button.
I'm going to get out of that because
radio
that's
time.
Actually
Heading.
Some search results. You can.
Browse local radio. Clear text. Audio mirror. Search field.
That's what I was searching for. Last was Audio Mirror because I wanted to find Audio Mirror FM.
Browse local clear text button. Search stations, shows, songs, artists. Search field is editing.
I just cleared the text, so it told me what I could search for.
Button. Search stations. Button. Cancel. Button. Search stations, shows. Browse recents. Browse local radio. Search stations, shows.
This is kind of interesting.
Browse local
because
radio.
Left and right flick doesn't always work, but under the search field, you've got
browse local radio,
browse local radio,
browse recents,
browse recents. That will show you what you've searched for recently or what you've played recently.
Radio Time Talk.
You can browse in categories. Talk radio.
Radio Time Sports.
Sports.
Radio Time Music. Browse by location.
You can browse by location. And if you go in there, you've got all the continents in the world, and you can browse, well, in every continent.
Browse by language.
Browse by language, stations in particular languages, of course.
Bookmarks, button.
And then you're back to the dock. Bookmarks.
Selected. Browse.
Browse.
Button. Recordings. Account. Web. Button.
All that. So one of the precautions I'd like to mention is that sometimes not all of your local radio stations will be supported. It will not support Clear Channel stations, because I guess Clear Channel doesn't have a deal with the developers of this application.
Search stations. Browse local radio.
But if I local search radio. Local radio,
back. Back
if
button.
I went, because it knows where I live, if I went into local radio, it has both AM and FM stations in the list. So that's kind of nifty. Another thing with
radio
this
time.
App,
heading.
Sometimes the two-finger scrub does not work when going back.
Now playing. Button.
But that's okay.
Search stations. Shows. Songs. Artists. Search field.
Now, let's say I want to search for something.
Search stations, shows, songs.
Hush. Now it's open to the edit field. You heard the little foof. And I'm going to search for...
B. N. M. Mike. M. Button. O. O. H. J. J. O. O. Space. Module. R. R. A. A. S. D. R. D. D. U. I. Button. U. I. Button. O. Oh.
And incidentally, above the O, I kept hitting it. There's an unlabeled button. It just says button. I don't know what it does, but you don't need it. And I typed in Mojo Radio, which is an internet radio station that I'd like to find. I think, I'm not sure exactly if it's on here or not.
Search.
Search. The search button is at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen.
Search results. Mojo Radio. Back. Back button.
It puts you in the search field.
Search results, bookmarks, but Radio Mojo, The Rolling Stones, Factory Girl.
Okay, Radio Mojo is playing The Rolling Stones.
Mojo Radio, Alexandros Christopoulos. Mojo Workout 22, The Legendary Bon Jovi. Mojo Workout 19, Pimple Moose Juice. Mojo Workout 16, Rock and Roll Wrestling. Mojo Workout 13, Mike Stacks Ain't So Ugly.
Rock and Roll Wrestling? That's interesting.
25 Years of the Fish Fry with Chuck Haddix. Search results, not playable. 25 Years of the Fish. Search Radio Mojo. Search results not playable. Radio Mojo not supported.
Then it will give you a group underneath of search of things that are not supported.
Mojo in the morning not supported. Bookmarks button.
So I don't know which one is the correct one.
Mojo Radio. Video killed the radio star. Playlist is killing radio.
Okay, I'm not sure if that's the one I want or not, but I'm just going to go into that one and demonstrate how to bookmark something and what the
Mojo Radio 107.7
looks like when you
back up. Mix compilations.
I doubt that
Saram is one of the μεγαλύτερα ονόματα της ηλεκτρονικής σκηνής που φιγουράρει
στις λίστες με
τους top DJs του κόσμου.
Skip back 10 seconds. Skip back. Pause. Skip forward. Stop. Record. Stop. Fuck. Stop.
Okay,
dim.
I stopped that. And I know that's not something that I want, but I will demonstrate how to bookmark that. Okay, so
Mojo Radio 107.7, heading.
I'm going to show you what the screen looks like when it pulls up a station and starts playing it. It's at the top of the screen. There's a heading that says what the station is. And I know that's not right, because 107.7 sounds like a local station to me, not like an internet radio station.
Bookmarks, button.
You can pull up your list of bookmarks.
Switch to alternate image and description, button.
And the bookmarks also allows you to bookmark this, but I'll show you the rest of the screen first. Switch to alternate image and description. That is something visual. I don't really think it matters to us.
Video killed the radio star. Playlist is killing radio.
Well, it says that it's playing Video Killed the Radio Star, but as we just heard, it's like some foreign language, so it's not.
Patras, Greece.
Oh, I guess it's in Greece. It tells you where it is, the location. I guess that's why it's not in English.
Options. Button.
There are some options that I haven't really explored those yet.
Radio time. Button.
You can add it to radio time.
0:00. Progress. 0%.
It tells you how long you've been playing the stream, and since I've stopped it, it's at 0:00.
Progress. 0%. Skip back 10 seconds. Dim.
You can
button.
Skip back.
Skip back. Dim. Play. Button.
Of course you can play.
Skip forward. Dim. But stop. Dim. Button.
Stop.
Record. Dim. Button.
You can record, but since I'm not playing anything, I can't record anything, of course.
Volume, 61%, adjustable.
You can adjust the volume there, and that's it. So let's pretend that I want to bookmark this.
Module radio 107, bookmarks, button.
That is towards the top of the screen. And I'm going to press that book button.
Alert. Module radio 107.7. Add to bookmarks, button.
I'm going to add it because I'm going to show you how to delete a bookmark later on. So let's add this.
Cancel. Add to bookmarks, button.
You can, of course, cancel.
Tune in radio. Module radio 107.7. Bookmarks, button.
Okay, it takes you back to where you were. Why don't we go into bookmarks?
Skip back 10 seconds. Record.
Actually,
volume.
When
61%.
You're in the
adjusted
radio station, the dock at the bottom disappears. So I'm going to go
Recents.
Out of
back.
That.
Back button.
And now we're back in the browse where we were before.
Bookmarks, button.
And the dock is still there at the bottom. So at the bottom left, you've got bookmarks.
Selected. Bookmarks. Edit. Button.
You are
edit.
Put
AT&T Net. Edit. Button.
At the top left of the screen, there's an edit button. Now what's going on from there?
Bookmarks. Heading. Now playing. Button.
That now playing button.
Mushroom FM. The home of the fun guys.
I've got that.
WCPE 89.7. Joshua Bell. Dance 94.7 QDR. 96 Rock 96.1. Foster and the Blade. Mix 101.5. Joe DiMassina. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
She has a Christmas song. Her singing that song just somehow sounds wrong. But who am I to judge?
The Legend Radio. Your Golden Oldies.
That's another internet radio station I listen to a lot.
Audio Mirror FM. The station that reflects you.
I listen to that one too.
Module Radio 107.7. Alexandros Christopoulos.
And this is that freaky Greek station.
Selected. Bookmarks. Button.
Then, of course, we're back to the dock. Bookmarks,
browse,
etc. I want to edit a bookmark. Specifically, I want to delete that mojo thing.
AT&T Net. Edit. Button. Done.
And it puts you on a done button.
Done. Button.
The done button is also in the top left corner of the screen. I'm noticing a trend here.
Bookmarks. Heading.
There's your bookmarks.
Now playing. Button. Delete Mushroom FM. The home of the fun guys. Switch button off.
You can delete a bookmark, and there's a toggle switch there.
Mushroom FM, the home of the fun guys.
Then it
guys.
Gives you the title.
Reorder Mushroom FM.
You can
the home
reorder
of the fun
it.
Guys. Delete WCPE 89.7. Joshua Bell, Dance of the Blessed Spirits. Switch button off.
That sounds interesting. And you can delete, and these all have the same delete, and then the title, and then a reorder button. That you can drag these around and reorder them.
Module Radio 107.7. Alexandros Christopoulos. Audio Mirror FM. Module Radio. Reorder Module. Delete Module Radio 107.7. Alexandros Christopoulos. Switch button off.
I want to delete that because I really don't want that. So I'm going to double tap that.
Confirm deletion for Module Radio 107.7. Alexandros Christopoulos. Button.
Now this is kind of interesting because it puts you directly on the confirm deletion. It's kind of hard to find it again once you try and go around the screen to do other things if you do that. So I just left it there, and I'm going to double tap it.
Reorder Audio Mirror FM, the station that reflects you. Button. Draggable.
And it's going to put you back on the last bookmark in your list, in my case, because I deleted the last one. It's going to put me on Audio Mirror, because that is now the last one. So that is basically
selected bookmarks.
Most
button.
Of TuneIn Radio. At least the basics. I won't go into how to record a stream or anything like that. You can play with that on your own. And also
45%.
With the radio time portion of it. So a couple things I would like to mention. The application will kind of ignore the fact that your screen will lock. So if you set your screen to lock to a certain number of minutes, it's not going to do it for you. But you can press the lock button to lock the screen. Otherwise, the screen will stay open if the application is in the foreground. Also, if you've paused a stream, it will stay paused. But if you kind of forget about it, about 20 minutes or so later, it'll kick back in again and start playing at the point where it left off, scary enough. So just a strange little bug for you to be aware of. It just did that to me a few minutes ago. Caught me by surprise. So that's why if you really don't want a station, make sure to stop it and not pause it. I think that covers everything. The application really is simple as that to use. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.